Ronan Kelly is here with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. The front pages today focus on criminal suspects. Over photos of the search for the remains of Jojo Dollard, they report on the arrest of a man in connection with her murder. The headline in the Herald, Gardaí had interest in Jojo suspect for years. The other crime suspect on the front pages is the leader of the Hutch organised crime group, Jerry Hutch, who flew back into Dublin yesterday, saying he'll run for election in Dublin Central. He's just been released on bail in Spain, having been arrested for alleged money laundering. According to the Irish Sun, one of his potential rival candidates in Dublin Central, Labour's Marie Sherlock, said she didn't think the people of the constituency would want to elect someone with close connections to the drug trade that has plagued the city. In the Mirror, columnist John Cairns bemoans the fact that Jerry Hutch seems to be the only mention of crime in the current campaign and that it should be a central issue. The issues that are covered include Fianna Fáil's proposal to relax the laws on cannabis, that's on the Examiner front page, the Greens' promise to subsidise the fixing of broken items like dishwashers and laptops, that's in the Irish Times. And beside that story in the Times, a report that Sinn Féin proposed to cut USC and raise taxes on the wealthy. Several papers describe how the Fine Gael housing policy launch became a bit unstuck yesterday. The Irish Daily Star has several pictures of a sign falling off the front of the Taoiseach's lectern as he spoke about the party's housing policy. The Irish Times says social media had fun with the pictures, saying voters should take it as a sign. The Irish Examiner looked at the Fine Gael document issued at that launch on housing in Ireland and the photos it featured of building sites. The paper reversed searched the photos and says it looks as if one of the building sites is actually in the Netherlands and another is in Britain. The Independent tells us that Irish climate scientists are criticising Simon Harris and Micheál Martin for not attending the summit in Azerbaijan. A few pages over, though, the paper reports on a survey which suggests that the politicians are in tune with the feelings of people here. The survey by the European Investment Bank says that Irish people believe climate change is significant, but that we don't believe environmental policies should be prioritised. The Irish Daily Mail has a report from the Supreme Court on the so-called Dubai 2. These are two Dublin women who travelled to Dubai during COVID for breast enhancement surgery and were arrested for refusing to go into mandatory quarantine in a hotel when they got home. They said they couldn't afford the cost of staying in the hotel. They appealed to the Supreme Court, saying the restrictions of their liberty should have been overseen by their Oireachtas. The Supreme Court rejected their appeal yesterday, describing their arguments as being wafer thin. In other stories, if you're finding the election too nail-bitingly exciting, the Belfast Telegraph has a cure for nail-biting, not excitement. According to the paper, it involves tapping the side of your head. Also in the Belfast Telegraph, a story about a play that's being staged in a bus. It tells the true story of a transgender woman, Wilma Creath, who drove an Ulster bus during the Troubles when bombs were often left on buses. Wilma died aged 47, just days after gender reassignment surgery. And a thoughtful piece on best-selling author Maggie O'Farrell is in The Independent, where she talks about having a stammer. She said that as a child, you learn to hide it. You cough or you'd look at your watch, all the while coming up with alternative words to the one you can't say. As you can see, Maggie O'Farrell says, having a stammer is a very good training to be a writer.
Ronan, thank you very much.